Welcome into Intentional Lounging, brought to you by Better and Green. Today we're breaking down the Monday night football game between the Baltimore Ravens and the Los Angeles Chargers. Guys, another game in LA where there's one Chinese lady I know that's going to be a true fan there. Everywhere else, I don't know if it's AI or what, but they're going to pretend to have that stadium full. It's a Monday night. So Baltimore is going to be in LA. Chargers are 2.5-point home dogs. Over-under set at 51. It's supposed to be a high-scoring game, but the Chargers are one of the best defenses in the league. They have your boy now, Harbaugh. And speaking of your boy Harbaugh, it is the Harbaugh v. Harbaugh game. I am on the Chargers here as I have been all year. I'm taking them plus the points at home. I don't know. I'm just not 100% sold on Baltimore. That defense is just so porous. I think Chargers can at least keep it close enough and maybe squeak out just kind of like they did against the Bengals last week. What do you think, Wyatt?
I would just like to first start off by saying, not sure if she's Chinese. I think that might have not been super inclusive of you.
Sorry, Asian. My bet.
Yeah, thank you. My bet's Korean. Anyways. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we ever got it on video, actually, but I know we were talking about it before when the preseason started, that the Chargers' odds to make the playoffs were way too high. Didn't make any sense, especially with how they did last year. Now, you know, losing a lot of their guys like Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, and then their odds were still, you know, very good to make the playoffs. And now I'm kind of understanding they had a cakewalk of a schedule when they just beat their first real team, kind of, in the Cincinnati Bengals. Like, Bengals – you can say they're always in games and they might, but they can't win the big game. So, yeah, it was a little bit of a shock that the Chargers won that game. But now they have the Ravens. I know they're at home, but like you mentioned, Ben, it's an AI home crowd there for the Chargers. It is the Har Bowl, is what they called it back in the Super Bowl days. I love the Ravens in this game. I think they absolutely roll. I think the Chargers little Fugazi, whatever they got going here, the smoke and mirrors finally gets showed to everyone that they're just not that good of a team. They just had a really easy schedule. And again, their only really big game was the Bengals that they won. And the Bengals just haven't won a big game all year. So I like the Ravens to absolutely roll this game. I know they're on the road. I know the Ravens coming off a loss. I think they roll this game, win by double digits.
Yeah. First off, that woman is totally Japanese. So, well, I'm just going to get that out there. I'm breaking the tie here. I'm on the Chargers as well. I think the Chargers win this one at home. Yes, they have had a cakewalk of a schedule. But ultimately, they have a top defense. Baltimore's defense struggles. LA plays the type of offense that if your defense not good, they're going to control the clock, run the ball down your throat, have long possessions, kind of control the game. And I see that happening here. You know, Baltimore off the tough loss against Pittsburgh, put in a lot of effort to that game. That was also on the road. Now they have to travel across the country to LA for this one. We think, yeah, Baltimore can't lose twice. We're one of the best teams in the league. Well, we all thought that against the Raiders after losing opening night to the Chiefs. And sure enough, they lose to the Raiders. So I think it is possible that Baltimore loses this one. I'm not quite as high on the Chargers as Ben is, but I just think the matchup is pretty good for them in this game. So I'm going to take the points with LA. I do think they went outright, but my favorite bet in this game would honestly be to tease that 2.5 up to 8.5. Grab it with the Sunday night game, the Rams. It's a little scary because Philly and Baltimore both have blowout potential, but I don't see it happening to the two LA home teams in primetime. So I like the teaser the most, but give me the Chargers plus the points.
I like it, man. I like it. I think that's a great breakdown. I think we've kind of switched on the Chargers, whereas I've been a lot higher on them now. And I think you were the one that said you were talking about them making the playoffs before the season even started. It might be on some show. I think it probably is. If you go back and see our before the season started, I do think we have Ethan somewhere on there talking about that. So we have switched a little bit. I'm glad we're both on the Chargers, though.
I did say they were going to be dog shit last year in a show. Maybe I just have a good read on the Chargers. Maybe I should just bet them.
Maybe you got a new team. Two quick corrections, though, or at least stats I wanted to point out. Why you did say that they can't win the big game. They have played in 7 big games this year. I just wanted to point that out. It seems 4-7.
The Bengals?
Yeah. So shout out to Patriots, the Bengals.
Patriots was a big game with Brissett. Yes. Yep, yes. Of course. How did I forget about that one? A
lot of big games this year. And the other thing is she's clearly Vietnamese, so I apologize for my my mix-up in the beginning, everybody. Once again, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the channel. If you guys are looking for some sports books, you guys want to play some of these bets, please head to bettergreen.com. That's better, BETTORgreen.com. We have articles over there, too, so we can only give you guys the video content form on YouTube. If you guys like articles and some written content, we do a lot more DFS stuff over there. Please check out our website. Other than that, these two guys will be live with you on Monday, and I'll see you guys Tuesday for the waiver ads. Peace, guys.
Later, guys.
She's Indonesian. See you guys. Flexing on the haters, can't touch my score. Money like Jerry Rice, touchdowns galore. Week after week, always asking for more. Bling on the wrist, got the books on the floor. Listen in, cash out, page is swelling. Plays on the field, see me winning, never dwelling. Flagged on Vegas, they know what I'm selling. NFL bets keep the cheesy compelling. Flexing on the haters, can't touch my score. Money like Jerry.